I know that you guys come down on opposite sides of this particular issue. Mike is for helmets, and Bill has been against helmets. In fact, when Governor Snyder was here a couple times, we made sure we asked, because Bill said, ask him. I said, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so. He did say that.
So I'll open it up with you, Mike, in terms of the motorcycle helmets. You're in favor of those, and you would say that in this particular matter, you would choose to wear one.
Yes, and I am definitely in favor of having a choice, and I understand that, and I agree with that. However, the potential for injury, and I've known people who have had head injuries on a motorcycle, and the potential for injury is so high. And when you look at bicycles nowadays, they insist that children and, well, everybody that's a cycler wear a helmet. And there's good reasons for that. I don't know how you could go on a motorcycle without a helmet.
Now, over here on the other side is our own Bill Tibor, who's a motorcyclist. You've been riding for many, many years. And
been 18.
You've been in favor of not having to wear a helmet. And yep. Now your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I like to have the choice. I mean, there are certain times where, you know, when it's very, very cold out, you know, it is good to have a helmet on. But I know on my bike, you know, I have a big road bike, and the way that my windshield and everything is set up on there, everything deflects right over my head, and there is no better feeling than not having a helmet. You see much better with just your sunglasses, and it's just so cumbersome having that helmet on.
Now I have to
and
ask
I like
you this.
The freedom, yes.
I have to ask you this. In terms of the choice, are there times beyond the coldness or whatever, but are there times you see where you would choose to wear a helmet if you felt like it was necessary?
Oh, probably yes. I mean, there are certain times, like, you know, there's certain times in the summer, maybe in June when you have June bugs flying out left and right.
Yeah, and that's one thing a lot of people don't
know
about.
There may not want to have a shield on, but I like to have that option. I know when I'd go with my friends and we'd always take like road trips, you know, we'd get to the Wisconsin border, man, my helmet would be off and it'd be strapped onto the back of the bike. Am I getting rid of my helmets? No. But now I will be gladly pay that little bit extra in my insurance for this.
Choice matter in terms for you, Mike.
I would say, you know what, another thing too, and I have a bike that will go in the woods. Mm-hmm. Also, it's actually made for the road, but it will go in the woods. And I will concede to Bill, if you're in the woods on some of the trails and there's not cars around, other things, you know, the hazards that we both know of as motorcyclists, I might consider not wearing a helmet then, because I agree with him when he talks about the freedom. I have ridden
vision
years ago.
How about that in terms of the
I don't know, because I think that depends a lot on the helmet that you have. And there's some pretty elaborate helmets out there nowadays. And I think maybe sometimes people get snowmobile helmets and use those for motorcycles. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but my helmets are
It's kind of encompassing, but not too bad.
Right.
Bill, yeah. In terms of, you know, you say that, you know, and we've seen that Wisconsin, Illinois, you go to the other surrounding states around the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. We've heard from bikers that have said, we'd like to come up to Michigan. We just don't want to wear a helmet. What do you think we're going to see possibly economically? You're on the business side of things.
I think it's going to be huge. I think you're going to have a lot of big ride-ins that are coming in there. I think, you know, where you get, you know, you have the, you know, probably maybe mini Sturges is going on, you know. I mean, you have these, you know, motorcycle groups are huge up here. And a lot of them wanted to come up to the area, but a lot of them that really don't like wearing helmets just won't come up into Upper Michigan. It's a beautiful place to ride, but, you know, they just don't want to use their helmet or wear their helmet, so they won't come to this area. I think it's going to be big for our economic area.
Can't argue with him there. He's got a point. There's a lot of people that don't like helmets, and they do avoid Michigan because of that.
Well, I have to say that just to close this out, that, you know, in terms of riding, it drives home the point of responsible riding and safety and learning those things. You know, you have to make sure that, as I said earlier, I said that if, as a novice rider, I've never, you know, I think I've ridden, I've operated a motorcycle twice in my life, mm-hmm. and it wasn't very good. I would wear a helmet at least as I get used to it. But having the choice of being able to take it off now, I think is a key thing. But safety is the underlying message here in terms of learning how to operate the machinery, learning how to ride safely, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, and NMU has some classes that you can take. And even if you've been riding for a while, it doesn't hurt to take those classes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you start off at the beginning of the year right now, you have to be so cautious because it's been so long since the bikes have been out. People aren't used to seeing it. And you always have to be the defensive driver.
And that's what I was just going to say, that to wrap up with this, for those of us driving the four-wheeled vehicles out there and whatnot, we got to share the road and be careful drivers with that. But Bill Tibor, thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Plourd, thank you. How about that? A little bit of
you're welcome.
A little bit of point counterpoint this morning.